growing up with, you know, you start with like very little, you know, we got GameCubes and then now we're at, you know, Xbox and PS5s and everything. Look at the graphics, really. And I think it's not just the graphics of how detailed everything is and you see all the slopes and you see every tree and everything in there, but it's like the swings and the motions and the fluidity of everything. I think that's the biggest thing is when you play a game like this is that it just flows, right? The natural progression of like actually swinging a golf club to putting to how everything's rolling out and releasing, like the details of that is, it's so realistic to what we actually do. And, you know, I got to see that when I was hitting a few shots out there on the golf club.
So aside from the PGA Tour, what other games do you like to play?
I play a lot of Warzone. I play a lot of Call of Duty, I'll be honest. Okay. I play a lot of Warzone. I actually bought a laptop before the Open last year, before I won last year. So the laptop travels with me quite a bit, but yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, what are you looking for in terms of golf video games? I think the early iterations of these PGA Tour games were very much video games where you go out and shoot 50.
It absolutely does. I mean, I think when you have the option to play a lot of courses that we play, right? I mean, I'm playing right now East Lake Golf Club, which is where we are for the Tour Championship. This is the pinnacle for where you want to be playing at the end of the year and at the end of our season. It just makes things with, like, you know, you saw the wind, you saw the break, you saw the elevation, like everything. And I was playing on the easiest mode, and like I'm still having to think like I would as if I were a golfer, right? I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, whether this introduces someone into golf or whether they just love playing the game, they have to start thinking like a golfer. And they won't realize that until maybe they actually go and play golf. So I think that connection and that kind of seamless transition into what golf really is really cool. Because, like, I was thinking exactly like a golfer. And even the guys that helped develop it were talking to me, like, they're thinking like golfers. And it doesn't, you know, you don't have to be all tidied up in a tucked-in shirt and everything and go out. And I think that's the biggest thing is, like, giving kids an opportunity to just see, like, what a game like this is and what golf is really like. And that's showing what golf is like.
We've heard rumors of PGA pros getting on a simulator or a video game for a particular course before you go play that course to maybe familiarize yourself back with that course. Again, is that realistic?
I mean, this course,
you joke that now you don't have to practice today.
Yeah, I know. I probably still do need to practice. Right. But yeah, I mean, this course, like all the slopes and everything that I thought would happen off a tee shot in the game actually does happen out there. So it's not like, oh, your ball got lucky because it bounced left. Like, there's a reason why your ball would bounce left is because there's a slope. I think the coolest thing for us when we're seeing video games like this is, look, I never dreamt about being in a video game playing myself, right? Granted, 14 other pros are going to get that same feeling. I guess Tiger's been a video game for a long time. But a lot of other guys, you know, this is one of our first, if not, you know, the first time being a part of this. And I think it's the coolest thing to know that, you know, when you look back and you're going to be able to play yourself on the courses that we play on a regular basis, you know, the game will be around forever.